It's time to turn on.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
No sports, no rock, no information for mindless chatter. We're your station.
Stand by for news.
News on the mark.
Newsroom in New York.
You have tuned in Turn on the News, the weekly newscast from the radio network, with all the radio coverage of the radio. Now with computerized news readers, with fewer meddling humans, and more aggregated reporting and automated music. Tune in Turn on the News each week for the latest news, radio art, and more from our robot reporters, making sure you hear both sides, good and evil, every time you turn on the news.
We'll be right back. image of an angry mob of people screaming anti-science, deep state, vaccine, microchip, conspiracy jazz, I head to the heartland of America. But it turns out I could find those very same people right here in my own backyard in New York City.
That's right. Last week, outside of Mayor Bill de Blasio's home, there was a group protesting his new mandate that customers show proof of vaccination in order to enter restaurants, gyms, and theaters. It was a mix of hardcore anti-vaxxers, people who are okay with vaccines but hated the mandate, and then, of course, some people who put together a Joker costume once, loved the attention, so now that's pretty much all they do.
I'm the only one in my family that hasn't gotten the vaccine. Women, I'm miscarrying. People are having their DNAs wiped out.
What? What do you mean? Like completely wiped out?
Yeah. They're telling women that it's okay for you to get the vaccine.
What does it mean their DNA is wiped out?
Like their immunity is getting wiped out.
Because I would say like COVID wiped out 600,000 DNAs.
Yes, of course, you know?
Actually, some people have died from the vaccine. Don't believe me. Go to the media, go to the Google or...
Some people have died from COVID.
Yes.
So many more than from the vaccine.
One thing with me, I try not to argue facts.
People from both sides of the issue came from far and wide to express their hate or love of vaccines.
But I think you're killing people.
Right?
I think you're killing people.
Don't get your vaccine!
Yeah, come over here, let me cough on you.
Oh, full of
you know, Ron DeSantis and Ted Cruz have both been vaccinated.
This is why I love doing interviews in New York. You're from Pennsylvania.
Yes, because we know it's coming to Pennsylvania.
How important is it like that to think ahead to protect something before it gets out of control?
It's everything. It's everything, because once it's gone out of control, you don't reel it in.
Right, like that's why it's important for everybody to get a vaccine, squash it, before it gets out of control.
That's why what?
It's important that we take the vaccine, squash it,
get hurt. Oh my God, what side are you on? Are you nuts?
No, what were you talking about?
I'm not talking to you.
What were you talking about?
I am not for the vaccine. Are you out of your mind?
Well, you were just talking about getting ahead of it.
Getting ahead of the mandate.
The mandate is what's spreading.
Yes. We don't want the mandate to come to PA. We don't want to take the vaccine.
Oh.
Why should I?
You see why I'm confused, though.
My name is Edwin De La Cruz, and I'm running for city council.
Running for New York office.
As a Republican.
As a Republican.
The science is still new. We still have question marks. We rushed the science.
We were moving at warp speed.
Well, we moved at warp speed.
So Donald Trump rushed it.
Not correct.
Who rushed it?
Who rushed it? Can I ask, how about if we change places and I start attacking you?
you're the one who's running for public office. No.
The Republicans of New York were clearly trying to move on from the past, and in some cases, forgetting it completely.
My name is Vish Burra, and I'm the vice president of the New York Young Republican Club. This is a protest against the anti-freedom mandates from a petty tyrant like Bill de Blasio.
Do you think this is something the founding fathers would support?
The founding fathers would support vaccine mandates.
Yeah.
No, I don't believe so.
George Washington had a vaccine mandate.
Well, that's okay.
Oh.
That's okay.
He's a lower founding father.
I mean, I love the lore, but at the end of the day, we are the ones who have to deal with what is going on in America today.
What are you going to miss out on if this mandate prevents you from doing
it? I just tried to get some Thai. I love Thai food. I just tried to get some Thai food around the corner. They told me I couldn't sit down and eat.
I can't go in a restaurant. I can't go to a music club.
50% more people who are not going to go out to eat.
How are they going to get food?
Exactly.
Yeah, right?
So maybe they'll go out of state and come back. Who knows?
If only, like, the city had a seamless way to get food to their door, fresh, direct way to get there,
maybe,
you know?
Maybe that's it.
Their point is this mandate is a slippery slope that only leads to hyperbole.
So many don't get it. It's 1937, and never again is now.
Do not comply to showing your papers. This isn't Nazi Germany.
Maybe you can help me out. I'm seeing signs that say vaccine mandates are fascism, and also signs that say vaccine mandates are communism. Which one is it?
It's both.
It's both. Those are diametrically opposed ideologies.
I don't think it's communism. I think it's more like a dictatorship. Like we're living in like a Nazi Germany, and the only thing that's missing is the camps and the gas.
That's what's happening right now?
Yes.
Because you can't go to a concert?
I can't go to a concert. I can't go to a gym.
Do you think that's what it was like in Nazi Germany? People were bitching about not going to a gym?
Regardless of our differences, this was still New York. A melting pot crammed onto an island, then pushed into a subway car with a rat eating pizza. You're not left or right. You're a new f***ing Yorker. And we're in this together.
I've heard the we live in a society line a million times, and we're over it.
The we the people thing holds no sway for you.
No, we the people is
Who are the, then who are the people of the We the People that you are willing to support?
It's definitely not the illegal immigrants that are bringing COVID over our border right now, that's for sure. I do not believe that vaccine mandates are constitutionally supported.
Which is a bummer because the Supreme Court has upheld it many times.
It's not my court.
All right, well, enjoy. I hope you don't get sick.
Good luck to everyone out there, and may you get the patsy you, our founding fathers said you deserve to eat, inside, during a global pandemic.
More than 95,000 Americans are now hospitalized with COVID-19. Nearly 205 million doses of Pfizer's vaccine have gone to Americans so far, and the hope this morning that this full FDA approval could convince even more to get that shot. Eva Pilgrim joins us from right outside Pfizer's headquarters here in New York with the very latest.
This is one of the most studied vaccines in history. On top of the more than 40,000 volunteers in the clinical trials, we now have 8 months worth of real-world data from the more than 1.2 billion doses that were given out around the world. And health officials are hoping that will reassure those who are waiting to get that first shot.
This morning, major new developments in the fight against COVID-19. The FDA granting full approval for Pfizer's vaccine, the fastest vaccine approval in FDA history.
Those who have been waiting for full approval should go get your shot now.
Pfizer becoming the first vaccine to move past emergency use authorization. Their shot, made with mRNA, does not contain any part of the coronavirus and does not alter people's DNA. In order to get full FDA approval, Pfizer had to undergo a more stringent review, submitting results from its ongoing clinical trials and proving substantial evidence of effectiveness.
The FDA not just took their time and did the due diligence that needed to be done, but did it quickly and efficiently.
The move paves the way for more corporations, government, and schools to issue vaccine mandates. The Pentagon now preparing to require the shot for its 1.3 million active duty troops. New York City announcing shots will now be required for all school employees, with weekly testing no longer an option. And workers at United Airlines have 5 weeks to show the now required proof of vaccination.
The FDA just giving full approval to Pfizer's COVID vaccine. It's the first vaccine to get that full approval, and in record time, too. That has critics asking if the process was rushed, was it?
That's right. I'm not saying this because I want to support Fox News' narrative, but we don't know whether this vaccine was rushed or is actually a bobcat. I mean, this thing could be a medium-sized cat native to North America, or worse, a fierce puma. Heck, the FDA could have rushed approval of my clothes. Hey, I'm just trying to keep Fox News viewers safe.
Today, the Biden administration announced booster shots will be offered to Americans beginning September 20th. Of course, big vax fans here. Of course, not all Americans are in favor of even one vaccine. In San Diego, a bunch of these folks came out to protest vaccine mandates at a Board of Supervisors meeting. And before we roll this footage, buckle your brain.
We should not be spending our time here and our life force energy fighting people who lack critical thinking and common sense, yet want to push a vaccine on us. You know what's funny? Saturn is in the same place as it was during the American Revolution of 1776, and you are the Redcoats.
That is crazy. That is the most insane thing I have ever seen or heard. Saturn is not responsible for the American Revolution. Mars is. Think about it. Red coats, red planet. If you don't get that, you're clearly a Libra. Boop-boo. This guy's message changed some hearts and minds and loins.
To the men that have shown up, oh, that's been super hot. I've been waiting for you guys to get up here and just roar like a lion. That's awesome.
You get it, girl. You can catch her in the new reality dating show, The Anti-Vaxxlorette. Ryan, will you accept this pathogen? Another anti-vaxxer who spoke proved that she's not a threat to society. She's a triple threat to society.
I got a quick question for you guys.
Do you hear the people sing? Singing the song of angry men. It is the music of a people who will not be slaves again. Hey, that was off the cuff. I don't even plan to do that. I don't even sing.
Oh, oh no. What happened? Did I break out in a Broadway show tune? Don't worry. That will never happen to when you're red jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. Cool boy. Crazy boy. Easy action.
More than a woman to me.
But the absolute belle of the crazy balls was a man named Matt Baker, who opened his speech like this.
That's the wind. That's the wind of time. That's the wind of history.
Okay. Okay, Blob Marley. Pretty sure that's the wind of you tried to whistle and then realized you couldn't and pretended you were imitating the wind. You guys know the Andy Griffith theme song? That's the wind blowing through the bones of Floyd the Barber.
A face in the crowd.
Once the wind died down, Matt's speech got pretty intense.
Your children and your children's children will be subjugated. They will be asked, how many vaccines have you had? Have you been a good little Nazi? Hail Fauci! Hail Fauci! Hail Fauci! Hail Fauci!
Okay, little advice. I can see you're passionate. I can see this is important to you, but I just want to remind you of the phrase, you catch more flies with honey than you do with crystal meth. And the point is, they tilted the country and all the nuts rolled to California, right? I'm so worried for our country.
Polls have shown that a sizable portion of Americans who remain unvaccinated might be persuaded to get the shot if the FDA granted it full approval. So far, the vaccines have been distributed under what's known as an emergency use authorization. And a poll earlier this month found that 3 in 10 of the unvaccinated report that they would be more likely to get vaccinated if the FDA moved vaccines from emergency use to full approval. More than half of the unvaccinated are also unsure what the status of FDA approval is. Approval also offers an opportunity to clear up substantial public confusion. And look, I'll admit, it can be confusing to follow. We all wish the FDA and the CDC could be more like the SFC, which is an organization where people speak clearly. Trying to make sense of all the announcements and updates and guidelines from the FDA and the CDC can make you feel like an out-of-towner reading one of those signs about service changes on the subway. Due to service improvements, B and D trains will be running on the F and C lines from DeKalb to 15th Street and on the Z and G lines from Hoyt Schimmerhorn to Yakety Sax from midnight to 3 a.m. Thursday through Sunday. Personally, I did not care what kind of authorization the vaccine had. The second they said I was eligible, I lined up outside Javits like I was trying to get tickets to SNL the week BTS was on. The point is, experts have predicted that full FDA approval of the vaccines could help persuade some of the unvaccinated to get their shots. Well, this morning, the FDA finally granted that full approval to Pfizer's jab, which is huge news and a big boost to the vaccination campaign. And not only does it now have full approval, it can even be marketed under a new name.
Breaking news. The FDA has granted full approval to the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. This is a key step in getting more Americans vaccinated. It comes more than 9 months after the first dose of the Pfizer vaccine was administered in this country. The decision could motivate millions of Americans who still have not received a vaccine to finally get the shot. The data is behind it. It saves lives. It keeps people out of the hospital.
We are now learning that that Pfizer vaccine for COVID will be marketed under a new name. It will be called Comirnaty. Comirnaty is the new name that will be marketed for the Pfizer COVID vaccine.
This is amazing news that will hopefully convince more people to get vaccinated, and we should all be thrilled. But also huge news that I guess we finally ran out of pharmaceutical names. What's up with Comirnaty? Did the approval catch Pfizer so off guard that they yelled out a name before they were ready? Comirnaty? Also, it already had a great name, Pfizer vaccine. I mean, I understand using a complicated name like Viberzi or Xifaxan for IBS drugs so you don't have to ask your doctor about, diarrhea be gone, although it all goes out the window when they have to have mascots that are literally intestines. You know what would be a good mascot for a vaccine drug? A wallet with a vaccine card sticking out of it because they don't fit. Now, you might be wondering how they came up with this name. Apparently, the name is coined from COVID-19 immunity and then embeds the mRNA in the middle, which is the platform technology. And as a whole, the name is meant to evoke the word community.
So it actually, like, makes sense, dude.
God, it's like a riddle Tom Hanks would have to solve in the Da Vinci Code to find out the location of the Holy Grail. It's in Toledo! Wait, I don't think we did this right. By the way, it is possible to have a much better name. You know what Moderna's vaccine is called? Spikevax. Hell yeah! It sounds like a vaccine that protects you from COVID and gives you a mohawk, or one of those sketchy boner pills they have at the bodega. Spikevax sounds like the drugs teens are using in a YA sci-fi series called, the Nestworld Chronicles. The point is, this is huge news, and it will hopefully be super helpful in persuading more people to take the vaccine. Of course, another thing that might be helpful would be getting Donald Trump, the leader of the Republican Party, to tell his supporters to get it, given that just 55% of Republicans say they're already vaccinated for COVID-19. For months, friends and allies of Trump have been desperately trying to persuade him to promote the COVID vaccine to his supporters. And promotion is the one thing he should be good at. He is a salesman and a marketer, and it's not like he needs full FDA approval to push a product. Let's not forget, Trump used to sell health products like scam vitamins he marketed through something called the Trump Network. Among other claims, the Trump Network asserted it could use a urine test to recommend customized nutritional supplements. The business mogul encouraged people to take an expensive urine test, which would then be used to personally tailor a pricey monthly concoction of vitamins. And if there's anyone you can trust to tailor something to your specification, it's old bag suit here. I do like the idea that a bunch of people sent Trump their urine in the mail and he had to figure out what to do with it, because you know Trump wouldn't just throw it away. He'd come up with the dumbest and most illegal solution to make money. Let's sell it to teens to use before they take drug tests. We can give it a catchy name like Comirnaty. Trump had no qualms at all about pushing sketchy vitamins, and yet for a month he resisted attempts by friends and allies to convince him to promote a life-saving vaccine to his supporters. According to four people who independently spoken to Trump about a potential pro-vaccine campaign, the former president has shown little interest in tying his name to broader efforts to get people inoculated. Senator Lindsey Graham, a top Trump ally on Capitol Hill, told the Associated Press that he encouraged Trump to speak up and to be aggressive and say, take the vaccine. Oh, Lindsey, haven't you learned by now? It only goes one way. Trump doesn't listen to you. You take orders from him. Trump's like the big city businessman in a Tennessee Williams play who moves into town to buy up all the land, and Graham's the little boy who does one-off jobs for him, hoping Trump will toss him a nickel. Meemaw, Mr. Trump said he'd give me a job in New York City if I helped him steal the oil lease from the Hendersons. No, you can't come with me, Meemaw. I'm gonna make a name for myself, and I don't want you bumming everybody out with your carpal tunnel sleeve. That's not to say Trump doesn't listen to anyone. He just listens to the last person who spoke to him. Like when Graham told Trump to promote the vaccine, I'm sure Trump agreed, and then he probably turned around and took a phone call from some anti-vax nutjob like Mike Lindell, a Trump friend and ally who was so virulently anti-vaccine, he actually got muted at the Conservative Political Action Conference earlier this year.
In Israel right now, from the prime minister on down, we don't know what happened, but obviously congratulated Biden. But after that, we got a little suspect. Well, they're right now with the vaccine over there. They're making the whole country take it, so you can't go in shopping malls. You won't be able to get a job. And if this happens, it's the start for the world and the worst thing that could happen to this world. What do you care what someone else does? If that person wants to come to a mall and they don't want to get vaccine, this is our bodies. This is Mark of the Beast stuff, and I don't care. I'll just put it right out there. This is Revelation. I mean, if you're going to make them do that over in Israel, and why do you think they went to Israel first? What? You know, that's kind of strange. This is weird, guys. The list started in Spain. It started in Spain, where Spain started putting people on this new world list. They're telling you wear a double mask and do all this other stuff. Let me tell you, that's not
I mean, I bet he was mad they cut his mic, but he also had to be mad with the picture they put up next to him while he's talking.
Don't put up the picture of me hugging the pillow like it's my lover. Not when I'm talking science.
I mean, they cut off his mic, but I feel like it's also possible his mouth just never stops moving even when he's done talking. If he really wanted to scare people off the vaccine, he should just tell people he got it.
Oh, wow, you took the vaccine and now you're like this? Well, thank you for the heads up.
And even Trump himself, when he's taking credit for the vaccine, can't help but use it as an occasion to criticize Biden. Biden, as he did last week on Fox Business.
I'm very proud of the vaccine. I've taken the vaccine. I'm very, very proud of it. At the same time, some people don't want to take it. And, you know, when I was president, you didn't have this problem with people not wanting to take it. They don't take it because they don't trust Biden and they don't trust the Biden administration.
People don't trust Biden. I mean, say what you will about the guy, but he's way more trustworthy than you, according to both polls and common sense. If you ask Trump about vaccines, he'd end up rambling about Hillary's emails or windmills killing birds. But with Biden, you know he's not holding anything back because he immediately blurts it out. His aides must watch him talk to reporters the same way you watch your grandpa talk to your coworkers at your wedding. What was he saying to you guys? Well, we just asked him if he was proud of you, and then he told us about the time you peed your pants in Little League. So for months, Trump routinely rejected pleas to promote the vaccine. And even when he did talk about it, he used it as an opportunity to criticize Biden. He associates himself with anti-vaxxers and outlets that traffic in vaccine conspiracy theories and lies. That's the political movement he and his supporters in the GOP and in right-wing media have cultivated. So it should come as no surprise that when Trump told his supporters at a rally over the weekend that they should get the vaccine, well, they did not react well to it.
I believe totally in your freedoms. I do. Bree, you got to do what you have to do. But I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms, but I happen to take the vaccine. If it doesn't work, you'll be the first to know, okay? I'll call up Alabama and say, hey, you know what? But it is working.
And that really illustrates the core problem of the Trump movement. Yes, his followers listen to him, but he also listens to them. In fact, he doesn't just listen to them. He's desperate for their approval and terrified of pissing them off. Take the vaccine. Boo! You didn't let me finish. Take it to the trash and throw it away. Yay!
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.